Oh, I love taking photographs, don't you? Maybe you remember the days of shaking that Polaroid print and waiting to see the picture. Or snapping a few rolls of film on vacation. I can still hear my father's voice in my ear saying, "Hey, Kim, don't waste the film." And when you got back from vacation, you'd rush to the store, put them in an envelope, and then go back and pick up the prints. Or maybe you actually mailed them out to be developed. Gosh, when that one-hour photo lab came out, it was amazing. Kodak was at the top of the photo chain 20 years ago. Really the king of instant photos until our smartphones came along. And just 5 years ago, Kodak filed bankruptcy. I mean, if there was any company that should have owned digital photography, it was Kodak. Check out your Instagram or Facebook feed today, or any day for that matter, and it's just littered with dozens of selfies.
But first, let me take a selfie.
Some of you feel the need to post a picture of your face every few hours. Crazy, isn't it? A couple of years ago, the other Kim, yes, I'm talking about Kim Kardashian, she delivered a 352-page book of just selfies she had taken of herself and her friends. Oh my gosh. And what's crazy to me is that thousands of people actually purchased the book. Next time you're out and about, I guarantee you're going to spot a few people taking their own selfies. It seems like we certainly do love ourselves. We snap pictures of moments instead of living in them. That just drives me crazy.
Look at us through the lens of a camera.
When it's a beautiful sunset and people are so busy taking pictures of it, they don't even recognize what's in front of them. I'm America's digital pro, Kim Commando. And in this Commando on Demand podcast, you are going to learn some amazing things. That's right. We're going to talk about the advanced features and free editing software to make your camera phone the lens of the future. I bet you, until now, you never realized that in your smartphone, you actually have a scanner, a gaming system, and a universal translator right at your fingertips. So stay tuned because knowledge is power, folks. And I've got 7 amazing things that your smartphone can do. And once you learn what they are, you're going to use them time and time again.
Have you done construction before?
Drew and Jonathan, property superheroes.
My job is to show you everything out there. Mission accomplished.
Armed with superpowers to elevate your property.
Slowly but surely, we destroy your kitchen.
It's done.
From zero to hero proportions.
I am really speechless.
That means I got my job done right.
Okay, I admit it. I love HGTV. I said it. I watch Fixer Upper and I think, oh, I wonder what it's like to live in Waco, Texas, for some reason. I watch Flipper Flop. I watch shows about Las Vegas and Nashville. I love the shows about Hawaii life, though. Those are my favorites. And who doesn't like to think about home improvement, remodeling, moving, decorating ideas? Now, your camera can't take down a wall like the Property Brothers can, but it can be a virtual decorator. Now, IKEA is one of the first companies to develop this wild feature. You're able to raise your phone or tablet to a room in your house and then plant pieces of furniture right in the picture. You can also change the color of the walls or couches and play with different end tables, for example.
In the blink of an eye, they can combine different fabrics, swap the wall color, and even change the time of day.
The 3D images look very realistic, and they help you imagine how an item or paint color will look before actually buying it. Right there with IKEA is another app to check out. It's an iOS app only. It's called Ami Casa. It's spelled AmiKasa. This one inserts imagery decor into real-life settings. You can add faucets and cabinets. And both of these augmented reality apps are definitely worth checking out if you've ever considered changing things up in your home. And if you ever want to try out the Home Design 3D apps, look no further than over at commando.com because there I've got all the quick links that will let you experience the future of interior design. So this is really something. The next time your husband or wife looks at you and says, "I wonder how that couch would look across the other side of the room." Well, now you don't have to move it. You can do it all using your smartphone. If you've ever worked in an office, a school, if you ever had to run to, say, Kinko's or Staples, You know that sound. Yes, scanning documents. Oh, love it. All right, maybe not. It's tedious, it's boring, it's something that we all have to do at some point in our life. Scanners are slow, they're clunky to use, and if you are scanning a whole bunch at a print shop, for example, it gets pretty pricey. Number two on our list of amazing things that your smartphone camera can do is, are you ready? Yes, scan documents, saving you time and money. Until this time, you probably didn't even realize that you have a scanner sitting right there in your smartphone. There are a ton of apps out there. There's Genius Scan and also Evernote Scannable. Both convert hard copies into a digital format using your camera phone. You can scan multiple pages, put them in the same documents. You can scan restaurant receipts to save for tax time. Scan a business card to create a new contact, or just export all of your important scans to your favorite cloud service. It's as easy as pointing your iPhone or Android's camera right at a document, and then the apps do the rest. You're going to find these apps in the Apple App Store and Google Play, but I've got an insider secret for you. If you have an iPhone 10, you have the Note app. Just fire up that, and you can have your own scanner. Just hit the plus sign, and then off of that pop-up menu says Scan Document. It appears right inside your photo roll. So if you have an iPhone 10 with the latest iOS, you don't even need an app.
I mean, stores are put there to enjoy. The experience is enjoyable. Well, more than enjoyable. It's beautiful. The sheen of silk draped across a mannequin. Oh, the smell of new Italian leather shoes.
Italian leather shoes, that's the best.
The rush you feel when you swipe your card and it's approved and it all belongs to you.
Okay, Rebecca, thank you for sharing.
The joy you feel when you've bought something and it's just you in the shopping.
You in shopping.
All you have to do is hand over a little card.
Oh, Joy, put it together.
Isn't that the best feeling in the world?
There's nothing like shopping online. At some point, you just want to wind down with a little retail therapy and a glass of wine. Well, your camera can help you shop in three dimensions. So when you're sitting on the couch, your feet up, flipping through a magazine, there are some ads that just seem to leap right off the page. There's an app called Roar. That's right. As I am woman, hear me roar. I'd sing it, but you wouldn't want me to do that. The app can actually make the ads leap right off the page, at least in the display of your smartphone's camera. You can quickly scan a photo of a sundress or cardigan, for example, and within seconds, your display will show that outfit in three dimensions.
We're going to need a few more people helping us out. I'll tell you why. We're going to be spending an obscene amount of money in here. So we're going to need a lot more help sucking up to us because that's what we really like. Whoa. You understand me?
Sir, if I may say so, you're in the right store and the right city, for that matter.
Okay, the fourth amazing thing. How about learning a brand new language and bridging a language gap? You can use your smartphone's camera to translate languages. Now, the WordLens app hit the market a few years ago, and it's still pretty astonishing. You can use it to read signs in foreign languages and also menus. Oh, love that. Now you know exactly what you're eating. This app was scooped up and purchased by Google, so it's now part of the broader Google Translate app. It's a must-have, truly, I'm telling you, for anyone on vacation in a foreign country. It helps you understand the signs, the menus, as I mentioned, hotel instructions, transit maps, you name it.
Now, save your breath for cured your pies. Hey, look, so what's a heck of two roof lights? The stylish house frame furniture. And the scotter cushions with mats and shagpipe covering. Yeah. Right. It's a terrible parcel to the Paddywinkle Blue Bags. Have I made myself clear, Bags?
Yeah, that's perfectly clear, Mickey, yeah. Just give me 1 minute to confer with my colleague. Did you understand a single word of what he just said?
And when you're on vacation, you're definitely going to use the smartphone's camera for countless pictures to help you keep all your memories. But it's pretty amazing to think that we live in a time when your camera can actually bring down language barriers. We can instantly translate text using our camera. Whether you're on vacation, you're traveling for business, or you're studying abroad, this is one of the most amazing things that your smartphone's camera can do.
Thank you. That will be nice. Yes, is being my answer. easy question.
Kijk toen zest.
Scene 4.
Number 5 on the list is for anybody who loves wine, even if you're just an occasional wine drinker. Wine can be pretty complicated. It takes a long time to really learn a lot about it. There's so much to pour over. Get it? The given year, types of grapes, the right glassware, the vintner, the vintage. The list is endless. And then, of course, anybody who talks to wine, they like to say it has this light, fruity, oaky taste with just a touch of chocolate and mocha. And you're like, I just drank a glass of Chardonnay. I don't taste any of that. Well, now you can learn about a particular label at a glance thanks to something called the Vivino app. That's V-I-V-I-N-O.
A bottle of white, a bottle of red, perhaps a bottle of rosé instead.
It's pretty impressive and it's remarkable. You can scan the list at a restaurant and you get each wine's rating, taking the mystery out of what exactly you should be drinking that night. If you're like me, you just sort the list by price.
Never pick the wrong wine again. Take a photo of any wine label and instantly see ratings and reviews, helping you make the right choice every time.
Vivino is one of the most downloaded wine apps. They say that 30 million people now use it. You can use your camera and instantly get ratings and prices on more than 9 million wines from over 200,000 wineries. The creators of Vivino thrive, they say, because of all the reviews. The industry is no longer completely ruled by just the wine critic. Most users want to see a rating from their peers. I have a good friend of mine who actually purchased a winery. And he said to me the other day, Kip, do you want to know how you make $1 million in the wine business? And I looked at him and said, yeah, how do you make $1 million in the wine business? He said, by spending $2 million on the winery. Unless you were stuck in a cave last year with no contact to the outside world, you have to remember the Pokemon Go craze.
Go explore. Go discover. Go collect. Pokemon Go.
The free app has surpassed Twitter when it comes to daily users. Wow, and people spend more time there than on Facebook.
All these people playing Pokemon Go have caused a number of incidents and accidents, which makes sense. You have people walking while they're looking down at their phones.
Millions of people, young and old, dashing through streets and parks, staring at their phones, all in search of these virtual little creatures, each guided with the motto, gotta catch them all. Number 6 on our list is augmented reality games. Pokemon Go was just a snapshot of this whole phenomenon. Trust me, in the coming months and years, augmented reality games are going to explode in popularity, especially considering we now have phones that say that they can project holograms. I'm talking about 3D holograms right from the phone. This type of entertainment creates real-time, real-world backdrops. For a quick example, check out AR Basketball. The game puts a virtual hoop anywhere you go. You can see what it looks like with a quick search on YouTube. It's kind of like taking the classic Pop a Shot arcade game and putting it right on your phone. Except the hoop is on your driveway. It could be in your family room, a fast food restaurant, or even in your cubicle at work. Wherever and whenever you choose to play, that hoop is there. Or maybe you're a fan of The Walking Dead or the countless movies about the undead. There are several AR games that will turn your real world into an apocalyptic zombie battleground. You can use your camera to play endless games. Over at Commando.com, we have a list of augmented reality apps that you're going to love and will let you move beyond just Pokemon Go. Finally, turn your smartphone camera into a bona fide security camera. You've been buying devices for years, and when you upgrade, you're probably left with the inevitable question, what the heck do I do with this old one? Well, most of us end up just dumping these phones, old ones, into a desk drawer, and then they just sit there for eternity, or at least until you get the gumption up to clean it all out. A better option is to repurpose the old phone as a motion-activated security camera. You can do that with a few apps. One is called ManyThing. Another app is called Alfred. It uses your smartphone camera to monitor your home, kids, pets, wherever else you might want, and a watchful eye.
Have you ever wondered what actually goes on in your home when you're not there? Or what really happened to that missing stock delivery at work? Well, now you can find out. Using your old phones and tablets, you can keep tabs on your home, the office, the nanny.
It's an alternative for buying a new security camera, and it gives that old phone a new lease on life. And many of these apps have programmable motion detection zones and a cloud-based DVR. It can also broadcast a live video stream with two-way audio to your main device.
Oh, hold on, everyone. Everyone, Ellen DeGeneres wants a selfie of all of us. Come on, squeeze in now. We're going to blow up the internet.
Selfies aren't ever going away. Just remember the camera in your pocket can do a lot more than take pictures. Here's a little fun fact for you. When do you think the Oxford Dictionary actually added selfie as a word of the year? Was it a year ago? 4 years ago? I'll give you the answer. 5 years ago. And today it's as common as words like, I'm gonna Uber it, I'm gonna Slack it, I'm gonna GoFundMe, just Prime it. So do more with your smartphone. After all, you're smart and it's smart too. I hope you like this Commando On Demand podcast and you found it super helpful. And if you did, do me a favor, give us a great 5-star review over at iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure that you subscribe to the other podcasts. We also have Tech News Today, Tech News This Week. You can find them free in the Commando.com app, which you can also get on iTunes and Google Play. Just search for Commando. You know how to spell it. But let me give you a hint. It's KOMANDO.com.